Be ye followers of me. In Colossians chapter 1, Paul makes a reference to the gospel, which he says ye have heard, and he says whereof I am made a minister, and then in the next verse. Colossians 1:24, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Notice in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 1:5, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 3:11, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. There was great opposition to the message of grace preached by the Apostle Paul. In other words, Paul suffered for you Gentiles. Nobody could suffer and die for your sins other than Jesus Christ. But in order that you could even get the message and be saved by grace through faith, and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, somebody had to suffer to get the message to you. And the Lord chose Paul for that. In Acts chapter 9, the Lord had said, I will shew him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Notice some of the things Paul says. 2 Corinthians 11:24, of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. 2 Corinthians 11:25, thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. 2 Corinthians 11:26, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. So true to what the Lord had said, Paul suffered great things in order to get the message out. The opposition is evident in all of Paul's epistles, those written during the time of the book of Acts as well as the later prison epistles. But the greatest and most serious opposition was from religion. And what was true then is no less true today, notice. 2 Corinthians 11:3, but I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:4, for if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. The idea is, don't give in to him. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Paul preached Christ and him crucified to the Corinthians, and they had accepted and had believed the gospel he preached. Notice verse 5. 2 Corinthians 11:5, for I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. 2 Corinthians 11:6, but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been throughly made manifest among you in all things. Paul writes in 1 Timothy that God would have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's the knowledge he is speaking of in the verse there. But notice what he says about these men. 2 Corinthians 11:13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:15, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And how were they transformed as the ministers of righteousness? By just what he said. They came with the name, Jesus, and they came with the word, gospel, and they also came with a spirit. Compare. Ephesians 2:1, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Ephesians 2:2, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. In other words, there is a spirit at work. It works in unbelievers, and it enables them to perform religious activities and religious works. That's what Paul said these men were, false apostles, preaching another Jesus, another gospel, and coming with another spirit. They are very religious and they present themselves as the ministers of righteousness. Paul says that their end will be according to their works. Compare in Philippians. Philippians 3:18, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ." Philippians 3:19, "Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." But what was true then evidently has been true down through the centuries, and it is no less true today. Notice. 1 Corinthians 1:10, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." The only way to be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment is to be on the same page, doctrinally. Notice again in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3:10, "According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon." When Paul speaks of laying the foundation, he is referring to the gospel he preached. 1 Corinthians 4:14, "I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons I warn you." 1 Corinthians 4:15, "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel." 1 Corinthians 4:16, "Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me." Paul first went to Corinth at the time of Acts chapter 18, and he preached there for over a year and a half. The Bible says that many of the Corinthians believed the message that Paul preached. Now he reminds them of the gospel he preached, the gospel by which he says, "I have begotten you through the gospel." 1 Corinthians 15:3, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15:4, "And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." The point being that there had been another gospel preached prior to Paul, and it was not the gospel that Paul preached. Back there, a message of repentance had been preached to Israel. A message of remission of sins which looked forward to a future day of atonement for Israel. The gospel Paul preached was a mystery until the Lord revealed it to him. Paul doesn't preach remission of sins for a future day of atonement. Instead, he preaches that Christ died for our sins. He says that we have now received that atonement. Notice. Galatians 1:10, "For do I now persuade men, or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. It pleases men to preach and teach the things of religion, the things that appeal to men, but Paul was not a man pleaser." Galatians 1:11, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man." Galatians 1:12, "For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." And that is why Paul says, "Be ye followers of me." Notice again. 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." People today say, "I believe in following Jesus," and most of the time they say that because of ignorance of the rightly divided word of truth. The only way anyone today can follow Jesus is by following the doctrine that was committed to Paul. It was Paul who was sent with the message of salvation to the Gentiles, but the Bible is plain that the message Jesus preached on earth, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, was not to Gentiles. Notice. Romans 15:8, "Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers." So Jesus on earth was a minister of the circumcision, he was a minister to Israel. Notice what he said to a Gentile woman. Matthew 15:24, "But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But after the Lord was crucified, buried, and raised from the dead, and after the message called the gospel of the kingdom was preached to the men of Israel by Peter in the book of Acts, after that, the Lord from heaven appeared to Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the apostle, and gave him a different message. Paul's gospel is not the same message preached by Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So the only way to follow Jesus today is to follow the risen ascended Lord Jesus Christ through the doctrine committed to Paul. John 13:20 Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. In other words, you cannot receive God the Father apart from receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father, but by me. But notice what he also said, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me. So to come to God the Father you must receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and to receive the Lord Jesus Christ you must receive the one that the Lord sent to you. The Lord sent Paul, and Paul alone, to be the apostle of the Gentiles. Notice what he said to Paul. This is an account of what happened on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9 when the Lord appeared to Saul who became Paul. Acts 26:15 And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Acts 26:16 But rise, and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. Acts 26:17 Delivering thee from the people, and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. So the Lord sent Paul to be the apostle of the Gentiles. Romans 11:13 For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. Paul is not magnifying himself. He says, I magnify mine office. The office Paul has is the office of apostle of the Gentiles. So to follow the Lord today is to follow the apostle Paul. Ephesians 3:1 For this cause I Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Ephesians 3:2 If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward. Nobody else anywhere in the Bible claims to be the apostle of the Gentiles. Only Paul does. Now notice here. Philippians 3:15 Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Philippians 3:16 Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Philippians 3:17 Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. The word literally means a stamp, or style, or resemblance. In other words, a sample or a pattern. Notice. 1 Timothy 1:15 This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:16 Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might shew forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. So Paul was the first man to be saved by the gospel he preached. He said that he delivered that which he also received. And he says that his salvation is a pattern for those who would hereafter believe on Jesus Christ to life everlasting. To try to follow other doctrine, like Peter's doctrine to Israel, or to try to follow Jesus in the red letters, is not to follow Christ according to what God is doing today, in the age in which we live. The only way anyone can possibly follow Jesus today is to follow Christ as Paul followed Christ, through the doctrine committed to Paul. 1 Timothy 2:5 For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:6 Who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. 1 Timothy 2:7 Whereunto I am ordained a preacher, and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ, and lie not a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Now the Lord sent Peter to the home of only one Gentile in the Bible. But when Peter preached to the man he preached the same message he was taught in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Notice what Peter says to the man. Acts 10:36 The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Acts 10:37 That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached. Now John the Baptist had come to Israel preaching the baptism of repentance. Jesus Christ was baptized by John in the river Jordan. John said, I knew him not but that he should be manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. So Jesus was baptized, and immediately he began to preach. Matthew 4:23 And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. So the point is that the word which God sent to the children of Israel, the gospel of the kingdom, is what this Gentile heard Peter preach. That is not the same word the risen Lord gave to Paul. The gospel of your salvation is a different message than the one Peter preached. The message to the circumcision that Jesus Christ was confirming was a message about the restoring of the kingdom again to Israel. It was the prophetic message that had been spoken by all of the Old Testament prophets to Israel. But Israel, instead of rising, instead of receiving their king and their kingdom, they rejected the message, and it was through their fall that salvation came to the Gentiles. Romans 11:11 I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. So Peter's message, the same as the message of Jesus in the red letters, was about the rise of Israel, while Paul's message is about Gentile salvation which came about because of their fall. Notice again in Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3:1 For this cause I Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Ephesians 3:2 If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward. Ephesians 3:3 How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. The message Paul preached to the Ephesians was a mystery until it was made known by the Lord himself to the Apostle Paul. Compare what Peter said. Acts 3:24 Yeah, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. So Peter says that all the prophets spoke about it, and they foretold of the message Peter preached. But now compare Paul. Colossians 1:24 Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Colossians 1:25 Whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. Colossians 1:26 Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Colossians 1:27 To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Paul was given a different message for a different group of people than the other message of the gospel of the kingdom to Israel. 2 Timothy 1:10 But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1:11 Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. There is no mistake about it. Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles. Paul was given the gospel of the grace of God in the dispensation of the grace of God for you Gentiles. Ephesians 3:8 Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Ephesians 3:9 And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3:10 To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So the message is different, the doctrine is different, and the man chosen to deliver the message is different. The only way to follow the Lord today is through the doctrine committed to Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles.